From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. President Barack Obama says the United States and Ethiopia are strong partners on many issues, but is urging the government to allow journalists and opposition parties to operate more freely. In a news conference Monday with Ethiopian Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn, Mr. Obama praised Ethiopia's economic record and said,
"But in the past 15 years, Ethiopia has lifted millions of people out of poverty. We're working closely together to improve food security, to help farmers plant drought-resistant and higher-yield crops. We're building resilience to climate change. Fewer people are suffering needlessly from preventable diseases like malaria. More children are getting an education."
The U.S. president said he also held frank discussions with the prime minister and said opening space for journalists and opposition voices will strengthen rather than inhibit the ruling party's agenda. The U.S. said Monday it is working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, a campaign that would escalate Ankara's involvement in the fight against militants in the region. A U.S. official told news agencies that the goal is to create an Islamic State-free zone to ensure greater security along Turkey's border with Syria. But the official said the joint U.S.-Turkey military operation would not include the imposition of a no-fly zone in the region, a long-standing Turkish demand. The U.S. is backing Turkey's two prolonged air offensive and artillery strikes against Islamic State militants in Syria and Kurdish rebel targets, which were located in Iraq. This is VOA News. A terror attack in India's Punjab state has left at least 10 people dead and prompted authorities to increase security along the border with Pakistan. Officials say 3 to 4 heavily armed men dressed in army fatigues first fired on a bus from a stolen car, then headed to a police complex in the town of Dinagagar, opening fire as they stormed the building. Commandos and police reinforcements rushed to the scene, engaging in a nearly 12-hour gun battle that killed the attackers. Officials say security forces are now searching the building. It was not clear who was behind Monday's assault. Separately, investigators say 5 bombs were found along a railroad track. The U.S. special envoy to the 6-party talks on North Korea's controversial nuclear program is meeting this week with officials in South Korea, China, and Japan to discuss restarting the long-stalled negotiations with Pyongyang to end its nuclear program. VOA's Brian Padden reports from Seoul.
In Seoul Monday, Sidney Seiler, the U.S. special envoy for the 6-party talks, said the U.S. is ready to negotiate a deal with Pyongyang as it had recently worked with Iran to limit its nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief.
The recent progress in our efforts at denuclearization with Iran provides an excellent example of the U.S. flexibility and willingness to engage with countries with whom we've had long-standing differences.
Washington continues to demand Pyongyang take actions to halt its nuclear development before any new talks can begin. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
Well, the death toll is up to 18 following Sunday's bombing of the Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu by the militant group Al-Shabaab. 5 more deaths were reported Monday, including that of a Chinese embassy staff member who was injured in the powerful truck bomb blast. Ambulance services say searchers also pulled 4 bodies from the rubble of the partially destroyed hotel. U.S. President Barack Obama said Monday that the attack is a reminder that terrorist groups like Al-Shabaab offer nothing but death and destruction and need to be stopped. World markets tumbled Monday after the main Chinese stock market suffered its biggest plunge in 8 years. Shortly after opening, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit its lowest level in over 5 months, and the Nasdaq Composite saw its lowest point in 4 weeks. The Chinese government's dramatic efforts to prop up the mainland's falling stock markets suffered a serious setback Monday as major indexes suffered their biggest single-day plunge within the last 8 years. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.